what's up?
Hey, Karen, how are you?
Good. Is it Zach?
Yes.
Hi. Could you come in as a spam on my phone?
Oh, I'm sorry about that.
Spam, question mark, Chester, and I thought, this is the one that was the other day, that Zach guy. Yes,
yeah.
How are you today?
I'm doing well. I got about 5 or 6 houses that I got to look at, so I'm calling you just to make sure you got the email.
I did. I have not spoke to his sister yet. I was busy at work.
Okay.
But I sent her the email. I didn't speak to her, but I sent her the email.
Okay.
I haven't heard back from her, but she's, you know, she's in her 80s too. So give her a day. And then the other thing is I talked to an ombudsman, and she said to make sure I check with Medicare. Because if something were to happen and he was to go into a nursing home and Medicare recovery were to come after me, if they say that wasn't enough to see what I have to do to so I don't get in trouble. Do you know the answer to that?
Can you ask me the question again? I'm sorry, the phone broke up.
The ombudsman that we here in Richmond said for me to double check with Medicare Recovery Department, because if down the road he has to go into a state facility because he runs out of money, to make sure that the price I accept on his behalf is legit, not that, you know what I'm saying, that it's acceptable to Medicare Recovery, because if not, they will come after me because I sold the property personally to collect the difference if he ever has to go into a state nursing home.
Yeah, so
do you know the answer to that?
As far as the Medicare Recovery Program, so you know, obviously it's paid for, you know, for anyone 55 or older. As far as like the assets go, let's see, hang on. I've done.
What's okay? I mean, I put a phone call into the main office to find out. I just haven't heard back from them.
Yeah.
So I don't want to do anything that's you're going to have to, that I maybe have a you know, have to pay for down the road if they say, I don't know. They could say, oh, you sent it for $60,000. You know, we showed that it was worth $100,000. They can come after me for the extra $40,000.
Yeah.
He has to go into a nursing home, and they say, oh, you screwed him. And, yeah, so I don't want to be responsible for that. I just want to double check.
Okay.
If your bid and the way it is, and we have pictures of it and have proof of it that it was real, it's in bad shape.
Yeah. I mean, there's
it's worth the extra week for me to peace of mind. To make sure it's correctly done.
Yeah, so I mean, that's understandable. And as far as the property, you know, value, you know, there's no way that they could actually say that, because I've seen the property, you know,
Right. No.
Yeah. So, but it's always better to check, you know, rather be safe than sorry. If you want, you know, I don't want to speak on their behalf either.
Yeah, so that's like I said, it's worth an extra couple days or a week to get through to them if for that purpose. I just don't want to be reliable at the end of the day if something were to happen.
All right, so how about we do this? You talk to them, and I can follow up with you on Monday.
This week? This is Thursday. I'd say midweek. We're talking to the government, returning your phone call.
Yeah. I can give you a call next week unless you call me first.
Yeah, that's good.
Okay.
Okay, well, I appreciate you following up. Thank you so very much.
Yeah, absolutely. Sounds good. Look forward to it. Hope you have a good day.
Yeah, enjoy your day too. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.